Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here on set, guys. So, I've been busy as fuck. Had to jump out of a fucking meeting to come do this for you guys. So, you're going to be with Chris and Deanna, which it don't fucking matter because where the hell are they going? Only white and black friend that I have. So, the fuck are you laughing at?
Just the white and black cookie of the podcast. That's all we are to you.
Yeah. And this motherfucking white man can't stop getting COVID. So, how interesting is that? After the music.
All right, bye.
Better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You wait the time, turn the up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Progress.
First day of shooting, how do you feel? We are recording this at 9 p.m. on Monday night before the episode comes out. That's how ragged they're running you.
And I look like shit, too.
Lan's over here texting me, hey, where's the episode? It'll be here.
Where's filters? Oh, no. Filters. Yeah, it'll make me look different. It'll clean up my skin a little bit.
Your internet's so great. Sepia tone. Looks like you're in a Civil War movie.
Black and white.
Huh? It didn't help me at all.
No.
Like fuck you, Chris. I'm trying to look a little bit better.
I've got COVID again, and I look better than you.
What the fuck are you doing with COVID again?
It's this daycare, man. This kid goes to daycare. Comes
and
back.
She brought home. That's how you treat a good stepdaddy. Keep giving the nigga COVID.
Yeah, it's twice. Two out of three times.
Wow. Nakia just had COVID.
You get COVID one more time, you get a free lunchbox.
Honestly, it's barely a cold. So I'm on day three, and it's been super mild, and my voice sounds really deep. So I might keep it.
My son had COVID and we had to move out. I don't know if I told y'all that. We had to move out. Did I tell y'all that last
No.
Episode? No.
Yeah, I had to move. I'm in a fucking hotel. Time I get back with my husband, like he'll get COVID and I had to move into a hotel. I'm like, I can't keep going through this shit. You fat fuck. Why the fuck did you give us COVID? Well, he didn't give it to me, but his boys had it and it started to spread around my house. So they just put me in a hotel. I'm so fucking tired. So
that's like the sixth person I know who's got COVID right now.
If you go into CVS, you can't get any cold medicine.
But the crazy—it's
complete. It would be just because I asked the pharmacist. They said literally everybody's sick. It's not supply chain issues. Just everybody has Omicron.
Man, this shit is so goddamn crazy. I just chew a bunch of fucking airborne ones. I don't go anywhere without the motherfuckers. That's all I do is just chew them. So I don't want to get sick. But today has been so goddamn long. I can't stop pissing. We had the longest fucking shoot. Oh, if only if I could tell y'all what really happened.
I was say there again.
It was worse.
Worse?
Bleep that name out. It was worse.
Okay.
It was worse. What, it was like...
What can you tell us?
You know, shit. It didn't work out for some shit that we had going today. Something didn't work out. And it was just... It's a fucking headache. It was a headache. You know,
I remember the first week was kind of rough. Last time, too, wasn't it?
Oh my God, it was like 22 fucking hours, and we in there right now. We're punching up, so. Whew, Lord have mercy.
So does punching up mean you're going back and fixing what didn't work today?
Yep, what didn't work today, and continue to just try to make it better. We got 3 days, 2 days before we shoot without an audience. And Craig, babies, I got to give y'all a shout out because these motherfuckers, there are literally hardly no tickets left for the live shows. I mean, people are on waiting lists already. We ain't shot the first fucking episode.
I think so it's bullshit there's any tickets left. The crack babies failed. There shouldn't be any tickets left.
I don't think it is. I really don't think it is. To be honest with you, everybody keeps telling me, there's no ticket left. Well, bitch, what do you want me to do? I can't be the star, the executive producer, and get you tickets. What the fuck? I'm not a scalper. Scalper. What is that called?
A scalper, yeah.
Scalper. I don't fucking sell tickets. What the fuck?
It would be hilarious if you were scalping tickets to your own show, though.
No, she's got Nikea's wife doing it.
Pretty much.
Somebody's up front.
Quisha, because Quisha will print a ticket. Yeah, she'll sell the fuck out of a ticket. So, just a long-ass day with the radio. I need to go get on a fucking treadmill so I can make it work, okay? Are you going to be able to pick up all these background noise?
Yeah, it's pretty rough. I'm not going to lie to you.
The network is NESSU.
Hold on, girl.
Let's take a quick break and we'll get this all sorted out.
Y'all keep it down. I'm at the fucking studio. So it's going to be noise, baby. They over there writing. They running around getting ready for tomorrow. The script change every fucking 5 minutes. Here comes season two. But hey, it is what it is. Had to change out some actors and shit. Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah. It's some juicy shit happening over here at the Miss Pat Show.
Any major cast changes or just like extras that got a little too high?
I thought she said there was some Jew shit happening. I was like, what?
There's some what?
Jew shit.
I thought you said there was some Jew shit happening at the Miss Pat Show. What the hell?
Some Jew shit. Well, you fucking crazy. Too many of them here working on the damn show. No.
That's what
Rattler.
Juicy, nigga. Juicy. Like fat bitches.
My volume.
You need to cut up your fucking volume. So what have you guys been up to other than me? Got 99 jobs. I'm about to fucking work the weight. Everybody keep on talking about you lost weight. I have not lost no fucking weight. I still got motherfucking bat arms.
Well, how are you going to do this? How are you going to keep up doing the morning radio show and the TV show? Like, do you get a day off at least?
Yeah, the weekend.
All right.
And I'm going to sleep my ass off this weekend. Not forever, I hope, but I'm going to sleep.
How long do you have to stay in the hotel?
Till next Friday.
God damn.
Damn. Nike really fucked up.
I'm no fat bitch. Wake his ass, motherfucker, made me motherfucker sick. And he's here in Atlanta. He just he's got a job or something. I don't know. I was like, don't you bring your fat disease ass back here.
If he came to COVID to the set, does the COVID man have permission to shoot?
No, because he ain't coming to my motherfucker sick with COVID, okay? That shit ain't gonna happen.
There'd be fisticuffs.
The COVID man doesn't carry, Chris. It's not a fucking cop. What?
I was just asking if the COVID man carries. How seriously does this take his job?
No, the COVID man is black, so he don't care. Plus, he look like he's fat. He looks like he wear girl clothes, but he's married. He looked like he shop at Fashion Nova.
He did have a lot of rhinestones on last year.
He got them this year too. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck who picked you out. I don't know why you stealing your sister's clothes when you know you're a straight man.
Has he hassled anybody yet today?
Oh, my God. That motherfucker run around this motherfucker like Deputy Dog. He can sniff your breath if it ain't covered with a mask.
He's like one of those dogs that they have in school now.
No, he's like a TSA dog.
They have COVID sniffing dogs. I can't believe he hasn't trained his dog to do that yet.
They got COVID sniffing dogs?
Yeah, they take him to schools and they like sniff lockers and stuff like they used to do in drugs when Dion and I went to school.
Dion, did you get COVID shit?
Not a second time, no. I thought I did, but it was just the regular flu.
Ugh.
I know, guys. Everybody's sick. It's so many motherfuckers here sick. I just said, don't even cover your face. Let them give it to you so you can get over it.
It's like
it's not going away anytime soon. The hospitals are full. Like you said, Chris, all the medicine's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I was at Quisha's shop the other day, and I saw the funniest shit. So, you know, I sit at Quisha's shop because it's interesting, right? And it rarely do shit shock me at Quisha's shop because most of her customers are, you know, they come to her because they have some type of hair problem. The real hair, it won't grow. And Quisha pretty good with making the real hair grow back. I don't know if she beat a bitch across the head with a 2x4, but she somehow she can get that hair to start back coming out that scale. So
she treats that hair like the COVID man.
So no lie, y'all, this weekend I was over there and she had this one lady that didn't have any hair from here to all the way back to the back of her ears. Just from wearing bag wigs and weaves over the ears, just snatched all the hair out of scalp. So, you know, before you glue a wig on, you put a brown cap on, right? And her head was so slick up under the dryer, the cap drew up. So the cat was supposed to be up here, but it was all the way back here by her ear. And so she had about 8 braids right here in the middle of her head, like a little cap that a Jewish person wear, the little beanie bag hats.
Yarmulke. So,
a yarmulke.
I just want to apologize to Hollywood for this episode.
Yeah. So it was like a little beanie bag back right now. So the lady who was sewing her hair didn't even think to start up here to cover the head up. She started right where the hair was, and the cap had went sideways. So when Quisha finally got the lady out of the other lady's hair, the lady had a whole U-turn sewed upside
down. Oh, no.
I was like, she didn't give a fuck about how she sold that lady wig on. Quisha like, I can't believe this bitch sold this lady wig on. So if Quisha had to fix it, you would have been able to see that lady had no hair up front.
Oh my gosh.
No hair whatsoever. And I said, it's so interesting just sitting in that shop watching these black women go from Beauty and the Beast.
I've seen some transformations. Like I knew one girl who went down there and like her whole personality changed after Quisha got a hold of her.
Well, the thing is it's the hair that makes it just like, I just can't believe how people put on wigs and weave and they yanks all fucking hair out of our head like that. But you don't do anything to grow the fucking hair back. Mm. And for her hair to be pulled back all the way behind her ears, it's almost like somebody took a mini lawnmower and
she got in a fight with a weed eater.
Yeah, it's like she had an edge on her head. I was like, bitch. And she was in that chair like, I am the shit. Not with that wig off. But it was just, I just thought it was an interesting story to share because that shit had me cracking the fuck up. I laughed for hours at that motherfucker.
How does she get hair to grow back? What does Quisha use to do that?
Just taking care of it. I don't know. Hmm. Quisha got this thing.
Really? Come on. Come on, Miss Pat. We're trying to podcast. Why are you yawning?
I'm sorry. Quisha has this thing where it's called crack. Well, she mix some shit together. Probably she'll mix everybody ingredients. Yeah, I don't know where the fuck Quisha got these ingredients from, but it really do work. And she called it crack. And she put on people's head that it really would make their hair grow.
Hmm.
But I'm like, bitch, you should have put a gallon of crack on that lady head. And around her shop, I don't know if you guys into cats like Chris is, but if you ever want a free cat, Quisha got about 100 of them around her shop.
If you're not careful, they reproduce quick.
What do you mean?
There's a bunch of pussy hanging out at Quisha's shop.
Yeah. Under my stairs in my old apartment, we have two. Did you know I have 4 cats now?
No.
Yeah, because the cats under the stairs of my old apartment reproduce so quick that every 2 months there was another batch of cats. So we kept
Have a job? Who fucking the cats up under your fucking steps?
Cats don't need jobs.
The same 4 cats just kept fucking. They're all inbred. The 2 we have are really sweet.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me the cats up under your steps is white trash cats?
Yeah, like literally. Let me see if one's around.
They some kin?
Yeah, and they kind of look like inbred cats too.
And you just got them in your house chilling.
Yep. Well, I got bamboozled. I was told that these would. We have mice in the city where we live now, so we need to get outdoor cats. These cats are never going outside, ever. So now
they will. I've got open the door.
Four cats.
Open the door. They'll go outside.
Been married 1 month, and I'm already getting bamboozled.
Who bamboozled you by some cats?
Reagan. She loves cats.
Do not let her do that shit to you. I don't tell me you ain't gonna have 87 cats, and then you gonna be smelling like cat shit the next time.
You know, good and hell well, Chris ain't finna tell his wife no on nothing.
We have two hermit crabs now too.
The fuck is a hermit crab?
I'll bring them on the next episode. I'll show you. They're like little crabs. We got them in Panama City. They don't do anything. They just sit there, and then you gotta change their sand every month.
Why?
Because it was something to do, and I got suckered. I wanted the hermit crabs a little bit because I was like, "Oh, this would be kind of fun for the baby." And then it is. She likes to look at them for like 3 minutes a week, and then I got to take care of them.
Well, what do you do to a crab? You got to give him a bath.
Yeah, you got to dunk them in water. You got to keep them at 71% humidity. These things are a lot of work. You got to buy a premium hermit crab sand.
Fucking hermit crab sand.
It's like coconut blended with place. I don't know. Calcium carbide.
What do he eat?
They eat hermit crab food, which is just like, it looks like little chunks of dog food.
Yo, you stupid.
And now she wants a dog. And I go, we're not getting a dog. So I'll have a dog by next month.
Oh, nigga, you weak.
No, I'm a firm no on the dog. Dogs are too much energy.
Y'all got four cats, a set of crabs, and you gonna get a dog?
No, we're not getting a dog.
He's trying to be you. He's trying to have crabs and fleas.
I got pussy and crabs. Only difference, I bought mine. I didn't get it from my baby daddy. Fuck you, okay, fuck you. Where is my little inbred cat at? This is the sweetest cat, too. I don't see her. Well,
it's that white one, right?
Yeah. The one of them's really sweet, though. I really do like this. I like this one better than my two cats.
You have two cats have a problem with the new cats?
Yeah, but they're coexisting now. They're all, like, snuggling in the room, but, you know, there were turf wars early on. Now they've kind of figured it out.
Wow. More power to you, Chris. The thing pussy will make you do.
Yep.
So fucked up.
Can't even get no pussy because he got COVID. That's
what you think.
Did she put you in another room?
No. She's got it too. And the baby's got a cold, so we're all going to get family tests tomorrow.
It's fucked up.
Yep.
That's fucked up. Well, I got to go. How much time we did?
18 minutes. You got another 10 minutes in you, or I think the fans will understand. I think the fans will understand if this one's a short one.
Well, this is going to have to be a short one because I got to go back to work. But what I am going to do, I'm going to drop a lot of shit in the Patreon for you guys behind the scenes that I won't be dropping on the regular site because I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. And well, I got to go back to work.
And welcome to all our new patrons. I mean, it's like over 100 new patrons in the last couple weeks. So welcome to everyone.
Still working at the venues. I cannot wait to this party. Oh, I really stuck my foot in my mouth. I got enough alcohol for y'all ass. And we're going to have a good time. I'm just looking for the venue. And I got some people helping me. You know, between this season and the fucking Netflix. Please don't forget that the Netflix special is coming out February the 8th, y'all. I wrap season 2 in March. And I have some other things coming. I can't wait to share with you guys. We're gonna have fucking fun. This one's gonna have to be short because I'm still at work and I'm punching up the set. I gotta get up at 4:30 in the morning to do V103. So make sure y'all listen each and every morning so I can keep my day job, my evening job, my night job, and my Sunday job. The fuck are you laughing?
You just hearing that and I need a nap.
Yeah, I do need a nap, and I'm getting ready to go to sleep because I still got commercials for the. I still got other shit to do, and y'all see, I look like a goddamn woo too. Y'all like my new? Y'all like Jordan Closer?
I love it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna sign one of those for one of the fans.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna sign one for one.
Sign one of those and send it to me, please. I want one.
I sure will. I sure will. So I have to go, guys. Just wanted to make sure you guys get something. We can do this again on Saturday.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk Saturday. To Jasmine. Jasmine's gonna help us schedule it.
Yeah, probably Saturday will be best. Saturday and Sunday. The one in the Patreon to do this one. But okay, we have a lot to talk about. And this we're gonna schedule the daughters for Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sweet.
All right.
Take
avoid
care of yourself.
COVID.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I love you. We'll do it from the top.
Yes, please.
Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.